Leslie Joyce Abrams of Georgia.
Just moments after the results of the vote count on the Keystone XL pipeline approval bill was announced, a Native American victory song filled the Senate chamber. C-SPAN captured the moment. Red Gray Cloud of the Lakota Nation continued to sing as Capitol Hill security escorted him out of the building in handcuffs. Tribes of the Lakota Nation are adamantly and openly opposed to the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline on their lands. The pipeline would carry more than 800,000 barrels of tar sands oil a day from Alberta, Canada to U.S. Gulf Coast refineries, spanning 1,200 miles, crossing nine states, including South Dakota. But earlier Tuesday morning, in kicking off 6 hours of debate on the legislation, one of the bill's co-sponsors, Louisiana Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu, said the U.S. already has 2.6 million miles of pipeline, and that the new pipeline would only add about 1,000 miles more.
What is everybody upset about? We've been building pipelines in this country for a long, long time, and we need to build this one. This is about energy independence. It's about jobs. That's why I'm here. This is what the people want.
Landrieu, chairwoman of the Senate Energy Committee, started a political firestorm last week when she urged her Senate colleagues to take up the bill. She is locked in a tight race to keep her Senate seat in Louisiana, which is dependent on the energy sector. But her efforts may have been in vain, as her Republican challenger, Representative Bill Cassidy, quickly sponsored the Keystone XL pipeline approval bill that successfully passed Friday in the House. But environmental advocates say there is much to be upset about, as the XL portion of the pipeline would catalyze the market for the most carbon-intensive oil on the planet, with devastating results to the climate. Louisa Abbott Galveo, climate and energy associate with Friends of the Earth, says the difference between tar sands oil and regular crude oil is the extraction process. Unlike regular oil that is pumped out of the ground, she says tar sands is a combination of sand, clay, water, and bitumen, which is extracted as an unconventional source of oil.
It has the consistency of peanut butter, so it has to be virtually baked out of the ground in order that the bitumen be separated from the rest of the mix. And this is an incredibly energy-intensive extraction and refining process, which results in the emission of 3 times more greenhouse gases than conventional gasoline.
While a State Department report released in January found that the project would very likely not have a significant effect on greenhouse gas emissions, opponents dispute those findings. Linda Pierce, legislative director of the Sierra Club, says the assessment failed to look at the whole picture and noted the evaluation is still ongoing. Further, she says the State Department is being held up because of litigation in Nebraska about the route of the pipeline, a decision that is supposed to be ruled on in the coming months.
So any move by Congress to try and preempt the decision when much remains to be followed through would be injurious.
For 6 years, President Obama has also maintained this wait-and-see approach for the pipeline. He's repeatedly said he'd prefer to wait until the full State Department evaluation is complete. Even if the bill did pass both chambers of Congress this week, he was still expected to veto the project. But proponents of the pipeline say the project has been delayed long enough. Florida Petroleum Council Executive Director David Mica says he doesn't see the Keystone XL pipeline as an environmental or transportation issue, only that it will move the U.S. towards energy independence and create thousands of much-needed jobs. He says if the Canadians are going to produce the oil anyway, the U.S. should benefit.
And it's going to be brought to market one way or another. So bringing it to American refineries makes a great deal of sense, in the sense that we can have those American jobs at the refineries, those American jobs in the construction of the pipeline, and in securing that product for our nation's energy future.
The State Department says that while the 2-year construction phase of the Keystone XL pipeline is projected to create about 2,000 jobs, TransCanada estimates that once finished, only about 50 new American jobs will be needed for the operational phase. In reaction to the bill's defeat Tuesday in the Senate, incoming Senate Majority Leader Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell told the press the Keystone XL pipeline will be on the agenda early in the next Congress, and that he is confident it will succeed. North Dakota Republican Senator John Hovind, who co-sponsored the Senate bill with Landrieu, said at the same press conference the project comes down to its merits: energy, jobs, economic growth, and building a secure energy future for the U.S.
And the American people know it. And overwhelmingly, they're saying to their elected representatives and senators, approve this project. And so we're not going to stop until we do.
But environmental advocates are also moving forward and say momentum is gaining in the fight against any expansion of carbon-based energy infrastructure in the country in order to achieve energy independence through clean sources like wind and solar. Luisa Abbott Galveo of Friends of the Earth.
So this movement is increasing, it's mobilizing, and it's organized, and we're going to keep fighting every new fossil fuel project.
Ashley Westerman, FSRN, Washington, D.C.